Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Recorded World Cafes. This is a World Cafe you come into in person.
Get up for Eric Gerson on the Now On Keys. Eric is one of our most favorite friends of the pod.
That's right. Crowd work, not in his contract, but apparently he can do it, which is great to know. By a round of applause, who is maybe brought here by a friend and is not intimately familiar with this brand of stupidity?
Hey, okay. All right. Nice smattering. And really good listening. Normally, people raise their hand.
Not Philly. Philly doesn't raise their fucking
hand.
So,
hands. Philadelphia, active listeners, and I love it. Oh, and we should say, this is Off Book, the improvised musical.
Oh, right.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
And so we are going to improvise a musical for our brave friends of even braver friends. Is it scarier to be like, hey, I love this thing, come with me? Or is it scarier to be like
I'm going to go see this thing you love, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trust all around, and we appreciate that.
It's like when you're dating someone and you like show a movie that you care about and you're like half watching them out of the corner of your eye. So
do you also care deeply about Stardust?
Please.
So everything that we sing is made up. Everything that Eric plays is made up. That's actually much more impressive what he does.
Yes.
But we don't generally say that out loud because our names are on the poster.
I don't think it is.
Our names are maybe not on the poster.
I mean, it's probably on versions of a poster.
And that's huge of us.
So we're going to make up a musical, and from now, you can just call it out, but can we get a word from someone who has never seen us before?
Earwax.
Did you know there's two types of earwax? Genetically, people have one of two kinds.
Yeah, like they wet and dry, like ribs.
Yeah. Just like ribs.
Yeah. You know, some ribs, a lot of sauce. Some ribs, dry rub.
That's right. And that's much like your ear canals.
Pretty gross.
Ears have crystals, too, which is wild.
Like, are you internal... sure? Or is that just new age of you?
No, it's like a thing for... I don't know if crystal is exactly... I mean, like, crystals occur naturally. Wow, that's the extent of my scientific knowledge. Crystals are natural, sometimes. But yeah, they're like, they moderate like balance in your ear, which is why sometimes when people feel like, whoa, dizzy, it's because there's like, because they got to get their crystals right. There's a whole maneuver that you have to do, the Epley maneuver, named after a woman who I assume's last name is Epley. Actually, that's the end of my scientific knowledge.
I don't know, I sort of feel feel like.
Thank you.
I sort of, have you ever done the ear coning where you you stick a
candle?
paper waxy thing in your ear and willingly light it on fire?
To get the wax out.
Which I don't think actually works.
You do it like this?
Yeah.
Because that feels like, I mean, I'm not a...
So it's supposed to be the, like the heat, you know, heat can create suction. Here's some science.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever done the experiment where you have a glass bottle and you light a match and you put an egg and the egg goes into the... Someone said yes.
Every day I'm taking eggs in glass bottles at different temperatures just to see what'll they do. Yeah, well, yeah, that,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
enough.
That's, yeah, good. Thanks so much for agreeing to meet here. This is my favorite bar. I don't know how much Kristen told you about. I'm new in town, and I just, you know, I appreciate just making new friends.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I don't know how much she told you about me. Kristen's great. She's just got
so great.
I love Kristen. Not like that.
No, but, no, yeah, for sure. She told me that you're super nice and that you also work in the pet space, and I guess... My question for you is, like, how many experiments did you do as a kid? And how often do you think about them?
What you're asking is one of two things. She's either checking for red flags or she's trying to bond with me. Either she thinks I experimented on a bunch of critters all the time, or she, when she was young, was really into science, which is fine.
Maybe that was the wrong question, just a hypothesis. Maybe this was the wrong way to start. I'm so bad at this. He probably thinks I'm starting with his sexual history, but I just want.
Experiments on animals by far.
Oh, yeah. No.
Did you do, like, a lot of experiments?
I actually was just, like, wondering how many you remembered.
Oh.
That was my question. Oh. Like, no, I wasn't thinking about kinds that you would do alone.
Oh,
I was, like, thinking about the kinds you do in school.
Right, like taking care of an egg.
Sure.
The pet thing really threw me.
Oh, just our jobs.
Yeah, no, I get it now.
You get it. In abstinence. I think the egg thing is about you're not ready to handle a kid. I was thinking about this really specific thing.
Yeah, okay.
Where you take a glass bottle and you put a match at the bottom and the egg can't fit even if you throttle. But as the heat builds and builds and it burns the oxygen, it pulls the egg in.
Science and dating. here's the thing.
Yeah.
She seems so cool. And you know Kristen. Kristen's got great taste.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Kristen is so cool.
Kristen's fucking bomb as hell. Kristen's been married for 4 years, but if she was not, and if I was like in a different place, I'd be totally going after Kristen. What's that?
I'm just making a coffee in the common room of our pet startup.
Cool, cool, cool.
You and I work in the pet space.
Yeah.
It's not a PetSmart. We work in the pet space. I'm explaining it to you because I'm meeting my in-laws this weekend and I have to practice explaining my job.
We're gonna have to do the big pitch later to get investors. I'll tell you how my date went bad in a second, but for now, let's practice on pitching our company.
Okay, great.
Hey, I am a man with lots of funds to spend.
Good.
I don't wanna lose all of my funds again.
Great.
You know what would put a big smile on my face?
What?
Tell me, what's this?
A startup in the pet space.
Oh.
I have a fund that I'm looking to invest.
Okay.
And I want a thing with risk that is a bit less.
Me too.
That's not in the kids space, not in tech, and not in health. That's just too much. I'm looking for something in
the pet space.
Yes.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. So in this role play so far, we're both the investors. One of us has to be pitching the thing, though.
I thought we were taking turns.
Yeah, but it felt like we were both an investor talking to another investor.
I have some money looking to invest.
Me too. Wait, no, that's okay. Hold on. Okay.
It's just, can I be, like, I guess my thing, Ben, is that I felt like my investor had more specificity. He was part of a fund. You just had your own money.
Taylor, you're 100% correct. I don't know. I didn't even really think through who this guy was.
That's right.
He was just the guy that wants to park his money somewhere. He's probably like out on the tracks. You feel like you got something.
Where's my guy? He's like a venture capitalist who's attached to like a fund that wants a medium risk investment. Nothing in health, nothing in childcare, but he's thinking, yes,
yeah.
Pet space, he's perfectly safe.
He's not risk averse.
No, he's just...
He's willing to get out there on the diving board, just not like the high diving
exactly.
board.
Exactly. So I just felt like he was a little more lived in.
He's good. You be investor, I'll be the client.
Great.
Okay.
I have some money looking to invest.
Give me your money now, I am a thief. No, stop, sorry, I panicked. That's not what we do.
It's not what we do at all.
Also, that's not how you rob an investor. They're not carrying the money on them.
No, never.
I think I've got it this time.
Are you sure?
I'm just gonna say.
You just explain what our company does. Pet Sounds. Pet Sounds. It's an app that plays the perfectly attenuated music and content for your anxious animal you leave behind. It learns its habits, it learns its naps and its mood, and it uses non-scary AI to program good pet sounds.
Okay, so I feel like you just did it. That makes me the investor.
All right, we can try.
Okay. Looking to invest.
Okay.
I would like risk to be not more or less.
Uh-huh.
You know what I think would be incredibly fly?
Huh.
Something that's used in the space AI.
You did it.
Okay.
You pitched to yourself.
Okay, so I was thinking that my guy has like a general idea of what he wants.
Okay.
Wait.
Can Do you want to tell me about your date?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Can we talk about the date for a second?
Yeah, of course.
So, like, how'd it go?
I don't know, Kristen. You're looking amazing again.
Thank you.
And I can smell you from here, in a good way.
Yeah.
And your house makes me feel both calm, welcome, and intimidated.
Thank you. It's feng shui, but I did one of the walls...
Different.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
Most of the house is calm, but that one's red. And it's not a nice red. It's a red that keeps you on your guard.
Yeah, but it's a small wall, so it's balanced out.
It is a small wall.
I thought Ben was really sweet, and I thought we'd have a lot in common because we're both in the pet space, but mm-hmm. He didn't seem to know what that meant when I said it. And then I was just, like, chasing my tail, trying to just talk about anything from childhood, but I opened a little too weird saying, what experiments do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, one of the things I love about him is, like, he can be a little bit nervous at first.
Well, sure.
But, like, you can just, like, you know, talk through it. I'm sure you're
but
thinking
Kristen,
about it way more
than...
how
do you do it?
I do it...
You've had several long, meaningful relationships that came to a natural end where you parted as dear friends.
Well, I'll tell you. Not everyone can do it just like I do. Not everyone can date just like me. But I have what I'd call a strategy I use, and it works 100% of the time, guaranteed. Just be effortlessly try. You don't have to try. Step one, be effortlessly cool all the time. And don't even try. Don't even try.
I don't even know how to try not trying. How do I try to try not? I don't even know how to stop all my trying. If this is not trying, it is not.
No.
Is this still trying? It feels like trying.
Very much so.
But your shoulders are so low. Ho.
Come over here. Look in the mirror and try to be effortlessly cool all the time. And don't even try.
Don't even try.
No, don't even try.
Standard of how you should look, 'cause you are effortlessly cool all of the time.
Don't even try.
Gonna make it look like don't I'm not trying, but I'm still trying.
Effortlessly
cool all of the time.
And I don't even try, but that's why
try not to try.
You gotta try not to try.
Try not to try. You gotta try not to try. You gotta try not to try.
Be effortlessly cool and try not to try.
Listen, I have one idea with what to do with our big money.
Yeah.
But what do you want to do with our big money?
Here's what I don't want to do with our big money that we have. Two would-be investors.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't want to do.
We're also cousins.
Yes.
We inherit.
Milford and Brilford.
Cousins of big, big money.
Who inherited our big, big money.
From an aunt.
From a rich aunt.
I miss her so much.
I miss her every goddamn
I miss you every fucking day.
That woman didn't raise me, but she was such a partner and inspiration to our mother, her sister. Our aunt. She's our mother's sister. Yeah.
No.
No.
Your mother, my father.
We're cousins.
We're cousins.
Right.
But she was, oh, Wendella, gone too soon.
Gone but not forgotten.
Never.
Here's what I don't want to do with our big, big money.
Something risky?
Carry it around so someone can take it from me off the street.
Yeah.
I don't want to do something risky, but I also don't want to do something not risky.
No, risk it, no biscuit.
You gotta risk some of it for the bisque some of it.
That's right. Just, it's gotta be perfect.
Yeah.
It's gotta be right, you know, it's our first risk with Auntie's big, big money.
You gotta be careful spending big, big money.
Hey, big money, you don't come around all of the time. Hey, big money, I can't believe you're mine. And I wanna hold on to you just a little, but not too much. Could we meet in the middle? Hey, big money,
you don't come around all the time. For the biscuit, that's what they say. I wanna make big money most every day. Because
hey, big money, don't come around all the time. Here are some pitches that have coming in off the board.
On the board.
Some of them, all of them, yep, we can afford.
Can't afford.
Health, no tech, no. No tech, yo, and little AI. But there's a little baby project that's catching my eye.
Hey, big money, you wanna be as big as you can get?
Big as you can get.
You know what's a growth sector? The space involving pets.
Involving pets.
Something to do with a cat or a dog or a bird. Or a
hedgehog.
I was gonna, what were you gonna say?
Even a frog.
I was gonna say
hedgehog.
Hey, big money.
Ooh, you don't come around.
You don't come around.
You don't come around.
All of the time.
You know what?
What?
I just realized what we should name our hedge fund.
What?
Hedge frog.
Whoa!
Oh, hi,
Shannon.
Ben, you're you're meeting with the Hedge Frog.
Yeah. Does that sign and logo look like they made it recently to you?
Yeah, it's clip art.
Yeah.
That's so
cool.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but me and my partner were working on it's like an app that does sounds for animals. We're looking for funding to kind of give them
interesting.
Like soothing animal sounds.
Yeah. I also am looking for funding in the pet space.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Sorry. I totally forget. What is it that you do?
In the pet space?
In the pet space. Oh, sorry, just to be clear. I'm not a man who's looking to invest.
Okay.
I'm just a guy in this hallway, I guess.
Right.
I just really want to know, what's your interest in these dudes?
Money for the pet space.
Yeah.
But mine's a little bit different.
Okay.
Than yours.
Right?
If you were a guy who's looking to invest,
I'm not.
Then this would be a good for you, I guess.
Oh, great.
Because we're just a little risky, but not more too tisky. This is just the fit for you.
Okay, yeah, what is it?
What's that?
Yeah, what is it though?
Oh, it's pet meal delivery.
Oh, cool. That's so cool, like Grubhub for pets.
That's right.
Do the pets order? No, that'd be stupid. The people order it for the pets.
Well, but actually, we've made it so the pets can order, but only super smart pets.
Right. That's so next level.
Well, it's
That's
just
so cool.
You know, like a Ring camera. We just put one at pet level.
Yeah.
And we have a setting where if they're hungry,
the dog can train them.
Can order a list of pre-approved meals that his owner has selected.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they show up, I assume, in our left
through a dog door or outside. Like, you could go right through the dog door.
Sure.
Is this bad? Yeah. Am I going to fail on the pitch?
No. I think it's really cool, but I think these are questions you will probably get.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
But I just moved to town to do this.
What?
Yeah, that's, remember when Kristen set us up? It was because I was new in town.
Yeah.
To do this.
You moved to town for this one pitch to investors?
Is that weird?
No, it's,
Oh, no.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not fine.
No, look at my, it's fine.
Oh, shit, I'm trying so hard right now. It's not what I'm supposed to do. Hang on, give me a second.
Okay, I absolutely just fucked up and I do not know how. But clearly I did because now she's
super upset.
No,
that's not what I did. I just, I was looking for a change and, this kind of felt like as good a reason as any, you know? I don't know.
Your whole body language just changed.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's pretty cool. It's just like, I don't know, it's just one meeting of many. And what's a meeting but just a chance encounter, you know, that you happen to schedule?
Yeah.
So.
That's.
Are you the 11 or the noon?
I'm the noon.
Oh, yeah, I'm the 11.
Yeah. I'm here quite early.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
There might not be any fun left in that hedgehog.
I like to.
After I'm done with it, you know?
Yeah. And honestly. Yeah, I mean, there are so many of these. If this works out for either of us, that'd be great.
I really think that the pet space is like full of growth.
Yeah,
lots of people already love their pets and continue to.
Yeah, I kiss my dogs and cats on the mouth.
Hey Ben.
Sorry. Oh man, she's freaking me out so much. What was that advice that my friend gave me?
Oh, dude. I just came back from meeting my in-laws, and guess what? They loved me.
Okay.
You know what I did?
What? No, please tell me.
Okay, it was like this. I listened, and I took interest. Asked follow-up questions, but made no suggestions. Then I was like, uh-huh. And I was like, sounds good. And when it felt good, I offered a little more. I was like a little bit cool with a tiny bit of effort, but I made it seem like I didn't care. I was a little bit cool with a tiny bit of effort, but I made it seem like I was here. I was.
Oh, yeah. What you just said, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely, mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Sure. What?
Nothing.
Cool. Or maybe not. Doesn't really matter either way.
Why is he effortlessly cool?
Why
all
is
of
she
the time?
Okay, maybe I will not even do this today.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, whatever. What's funding anyway?
Kinda helps you start up.
Sure.
If you want to just start up.
Uh-huh.
But maybe you don't wanna start that way. Whatever.
Yeah. Was listening to what you said.
You listened to what I said?
I was listening to what you said. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Are you still?
Is this going well?
Is this going right? I feel like it was going good and now it's just going fine. You can't be effortlessly cool all of the time.
Effortlessly cool all the time. And I don't even try.
No, effortlessly. same place we met last week.
Maybe that place, maybe somewhere else. I don't care.
And I don't mind.
Okay, so just be effortlessly cool and then say goodbye. Just say goodbye.
The cousins are ready to see one of you.
Okay,
who's
well,
at
it
11?
Should probably be her, cause it's not my time.
Okay, right this way if you're ready.
So I'll see you or not, maybe. Cool.
Maybe,
later.
Cool.
Cool, yeah, cool, bye.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the... Welcome to Hedge Frog Tank. You're in the Hedge Frog. Hold on, pause. When you picture the hedge frog, is it a frog in a tank or is it a hedgehog? Because I feel like the tank thing falls apart if it's an actual hedgehog.
I'm picturing a hedgehog with webbed feet and a long tongue.
Okay, how do you feel about it being in a tank?
Feels too restrictive for what we're trying to do.
We put in like a pen?
I kind of want it just like free. Like on a log, like a frog.
But hedgehog on a frog log.
Hedge frog on a hedge log. Like a log that you cut down from a hedge.
Welcome to the hedge log, the log from a cut down hedge on which a hedge frog sits.
I see now why you were asking about a tank.
Yeah.
I thought we were still talking about the logo I hastily made.
I think it's really good.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's it. I think it's one and done.
Okay.
Do we have the rights to that?
Nope. Welcome to the hedge frog on a hedge log. What do you got for us? Well, hedges, I...
Is that us? We're the hedge... Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about hedges? I mean, better than frogs.
But I prefer how I always think of us as cousins.
Yeah.
Could you,
can you
call
us cousins?
Of course. Hi, cousins.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I'm looking for $10 million for 20% equity in my company, Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong Bingo.
Ding Dong Bingo. Some sort of doorbell for dogs?
Close. It's...
I was close. It's our job to guess the product before it happens.
I think that's not our job.
Okay. Okay,
cousins.
It's a doorbell? Yes.
Cousins.
Hi.
How many times has this happened to you? You want to go on a trip, but there's no one to feed your pet. And it's a short trip, not one where it would be so sad to leave them behind.
Where am I going? Like, how short a trip?
Just a getaway trip. Not so long that you need to have them in a kennel.
Do I have a jet?
I don't know. Do you have a jet?
Is she allowed to ask us questions?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I do have a jet.
Congrats on the jet.
It's from my aunt.
Oh, yes. I saw her picture in the lobby. So fine.
Mwah.
But back to the pitch that I was doing then. just for a night or two. You wanna feed your cat? Oops, you forgot. What do? You can have them walk up to a bell that you trained, and the little cat can blink from its brain, and ding dong bingo, food to its door. The cat doesn't go hungry anymore.
That's really great.
Great.
Just a couple questions more.
Uh-huh, sure.
How does the delivered food get inside of the door?
You would have to have a cat door or a dog door or a door for a particularly big kind of pig or a small hedgehog or smart little goat. But you, if you have a big house like one that deserves a moat, you could instead just have them leave it at the front door. Then you'd chill, sure, have to have a neighbor come by, open inside. You'd have to have someone that you know and trust. I realize that's a problem, but it's no bust, because that's why I'm looking for cousins. I'm not just looking for your funding. I'm looking for your guidance. I'm looking for your help. I'm looking to get this product top shelf, so that's why I'm looking for your significant investment. It's not just so that I can buy new vestments, it's so that the three of us can become rich and help each other. That's the sitch. Well, all the while giving pets food in their face in the growing sector of the pet space. She didn't really leave us gaps to guess.
Yeah, she really just said the whole thing.
I thought we would have more guessing gaps.
Okay, so as I, first of all, I love a guessing gap. Like on Dora the Explorer, where Dora looks at you and says, "Do you know where that little fox went?"
And she doesn't answer right away.
She doesn't know, but I know where the fox went. I see him hiding behind the pine tree.
Gimmeth.
Yep.
You always knew how to always find that fox.
So... just...
cousin.
Sorry, one second. I really like it.
Me too, but we can't give her an answer yet because we have that noon.
Oh yeah, we got a noon. But what if she doesn't come back? What if she goes to some other investor?
Oh no. Do you think we should give her some of our big, big money?
Look, I know it's the first person to come in our door, and it's the first pitch we've heard, but I feel like if we don't say yes right now, we're going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
That's pretty.
Is that just me being nervous about this big, big money, or is that accurate? How do you feel?
I feel like we could give her a tentative agreement of maybe, you know what? We should counter.
Okay. Counter.
Okay, now do I guess?
Oh, well, we sort of wish that we had had more chances to guess, and I guess do unto others as you would do to yourself. So yeah, you have a chance to guess now.
Okay, I think that maybe because this is a new hedge fund that you'd rather invest $5 million for 10% equity.
I hadn't even thought of that, but now that she said it, that's exactly what I want.
I think we should leave her a pause.
Okay. Deal.
Yeah, deal. Oh, thank you so much. You won't regret it. Or if you do, I'm sorry.
I felt really good about this until just then.
Are you ready for the noon?
Yes. Yes, Valerie, we're ready for the noon. Valerie, you can't smoke in here.
Listen, I worked for your aunt for 40 years.
And we love her. We're gone but not forgotten. Mwah. But you can't smoke in here.
Listen, cousins.
Brilford has asthma.
All right.
You can hold it, though. Oh, yeah, vaping's fine.
Listen, cousins.
The science is out on vaping.
I've known you since you were the littlest of cousins. Mm-hmm. It's still so funny for me to think of you as the big bosses, but I know your aunt, your mother's sister, and your father's sister would be so proud.
Valerie, you think we're doing okay?
Oh, I think you're doing great. You know, Wendella never named the fund, and I think Hedgelogs is really gonna take off.
How do you think of this logo?
Do we own it?
No.
Sounds fine. They're ready to see you.
Okay.
Are you ready to see them?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Has anyone ever said no to that?
They used to say no to Wendella.
Oh, okay. Who's Wendella? Oh, the woman with the portrait in the lobby. I'm sorry. Did you just take out a big cigar? Oh, no, that's a cigarette. Yeah. Do you mind?
No. No, go right ahead. Oh, you want a puff?
I'm so nervous.
Oh, sure. Have you done that before?
Mm-mm. Yeah, get it. Whew. Feels bad.
Wendella was my best friend. We met at a camp, and she never told me she was rich until one day she did.
That was probably just so she was
so I
friends. You liked her for her, like not
for
just
her.
Like for
yeah,
her
yeah.
money. Yeah.
You know what I always loved about her? So many things.
Yeah, well, I don't have to go in now, so.
She had a way about her that made you so at ease. She had a way about her that made you never say please. 'Cause she knew what you wanted before you had to say. And she made every single moment a special day. She knew.
You wanted to be the closest to her of all. So I assume you changed everything about yourself so you'd be the person she'd call.
No.
Huh?
She took me for who I was at first glance, and I never felt scared to ask for a second chance because she always knew how to try and it showed.
Trying would push her away.
It never did.
But if didn't you worry how she would respond to the crazy things that you thought you should say?
If I said them, she just would laugh or she'd give it a little glance. I never felt like it was risky, not at all. Alone.
I was planning on it. You're very late. What's are you okay? What's
yeah,
the matter?
Yeah, it's just my father-in-law. We're becoming fast friends, and he needs my blood.
Oh no, is he okay?
Yeah, he's gonna be once I give him my blood.
Okay, yeah, that's way more important than
this. He's already pretty okay.
Okay.
But he's gonna be better.
Once he has your blood.
Yep.
What level of... You know what? I trust you. It's fine.
Thank you, bro.
If you think this is the call to make, I support that.
I gotta make it. He needs my blood.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
When you came in here to do this just now,
yeah.
Were you worried at all about how I respond? Or because we're friends, are you just like, I'm gonna be myself and say, I need to go give my blood to my father-in-law. He's okay. He doesn't need it now, but it will be better if he gets it now.
No part of me thought that you would have a problem with this.
You think love could be like that?
I know it is.
Thanks. I got this.
All right. Welcome into the Hedgelog.
Welcome to the Hedgelog. Call us cousins.
And if you want, we can guess, but you gotta leave pauses. And you should know, we've already seen the best pitch we've ever seen.
Oh.
The first one.
Yeah, that was Shannon, who just came in, right?
Yeah. Oh, Ding Dong Bingo's gonna be huge.
Yeah. Oh, so you're giving her funds.
We're giving her funds. Ooh, Ding Dong Bingo's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be so big, Bing Bong Ding Dong. Yeah. No, that's very cool. Do you have more to invest, or are you done?
Should we tell him, or...
We can make him guess.
Do you want to guess?
Yes. You do have more to invest. Okay. Good. Do you want to guess?
Yes.
Great. How much of a head start do you want?
What?
Like, do you just want to come in totally cold on guessing what my thing is, or do you want a little bit of like...
We know it's in the pet space because all the first meetings we're taking are in the pet space. Valerie set them
up
that way.
It's such a growth industry,
right? It's only going up. People keep loving their pets.
Great. So...
We saw both Secret Life of Pets movies, and we suspect there could be more.
Okay. Did you go on the ride?
I have been on the ride.
What do you think?
I liked it.
Okay.
Pretty good ride.
One of the things that I forget, like, oh, this is a franchise. Like, we have a ride about this.
Yeah.
Secret Life of Pets. Huh.
Yeah. I think there's a show, too. Is there a show?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if Netflix hasn't done one already,
there's about to.
There's
got to be a show.
Yeah.
It's got to be a show. All right.
Wow, fascinating, yeah. Cool.
So we guessed, right, that you're something in the pet space.
That's correct.
All right, and we're going to guess you're asking for $10 million for 20% equity, but we have to tell you, we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to counter.
$30 million for 3% equity. And here's why. This idea is so huge, there isn't a word big enough to describe it. Mostly because we only have part of the idea. I don't know if you have invested in a startup before.
Just that one, an hour ago.
Here's the thing about startups, no one is really quite sure.
Right, we like that part.
We come in really hot with like half an idea.
Right.
At most, it's like I'm giving you toast, but it's totally plain toast, and it's your job to put the butter on the toast. But I'm bringing the toast.
Stop. Valerie? Yeah, cousins?
Valerie. This guy's in here talking about toast.
Valerie, what time is lunch? Boys, you can decide your own lunch.
Well, lunch...
It doesn't have to be like a time like at school.
Well, lunch historically is at noon, but we scheduled a guy for noon, and now he's here talking about toast, and we're so hungry, Valerie.
Do you want me to bring you toast?
Can we take lunch? Do you do that?
Don't make a habit of it, but I can bring you some toast right now if you want.
Well, I don't want to overstep bounds if your job's not to bring toast, but if you're okay to bring toast, I'd take some toast.
Well, what do you want on your toast?
Well, he says we have to... Wait a minute. You're supposed to choose the toast. Yeah, that's just a metaphor. You can choose your own toast. I'm not going to decide what you... I don't know your dietary restrictions, so if you're going to actually eat toast, you should decide, okay, yeah, I want a dry rye.
Okay. Like, I guess I was more so thinking about, like, what do you want on your toast?
Dry rye.
Okay, because I think we only have, like, three breads in the break room, and I'm not going to do... I think we have sourdough,
one,
gluten-free,
two.
and Jeremiah.
Okay, so none of those are rye.
No, wait, that's not what I mean. Ezekiel. I'm sorry. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Ezekiel was a bread. You know that song?
Yeah.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Ezekiel was a bread.
Yeah.
I never understood why one was a frog
and the other was a bread. But it sure was a mighty fine bread. Yeah, we all know that song.
All right.
We all know that song.
Okay, I'll bring you. Which of those do you want?
Well, now I want the Jeremiah bread.
Well, that doesn't exist.
Well... Hold on. Is that what you're pitching? Is it Jeremiah bread? No, mine's in a sort of AI-informed sounds for pets. Sounds to make pets calm down.
Okay, so it's not bread at all. It was a metaphor the whole time. You know, this reminds me of a science experiment from school. I thought it was about an egg and how heat can create a vacuum, but it was actually about abstinence.
See,
and I don't think I even understood that at the time, so then I'm like, what the heck is the point of this fucking lesson? This is short-sighted in all the wrong ways.
Also, the biggest challenge of parenting is not
keeping
dropping the baby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, when I had my first kid, I was so afraid to hold him, and then the nurse said, they're built to last. And I said, thank you. That's really put me at ease.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, afraid of, you know, I was so afraid.
When you're a first parent,
you're so afraid.
You're thinking...
Their little necks.
I'm going to blow on this kid's little neck, and it's going to blow away like a dandelion.
I thought for sure my kid was going to dandelion all over the place.
I thought he was going to dandelion. And then, I was going to be making wishes on my kid.
Well, I do. Every single night, I make a wish on my kid.
Oh, I sure do, too.
Oh, I kiss his little head, and I say, I hope you try. Yeah. But only at the things you care about.
I kiss his
and
head.
And then I go, mwah. And then I say, I'm sorry I named you Jeremiah.
I kiss my little girl on the head and I say, mwah, you be your awkward little self and you just find someone who loves you for you. You're going to have so much money for me that it's not going to matter who you are.
I know.
You're going to be your truest self.
That part's tough, but what can you do?
That's what I'm leaning on.
Dear Jeremiah, what I say to you is sorry, my money will make it hard for you to be you.
Should I go?
Dear Jeremiah, here's what I wish will come true, that you'll make your own way and you'll try every darn day.
Caught in a tree or running through a squirrel. And two, that you do whatever you want to, because me and my money will be there for you and also make it difficult for you.
Dear Jeremiah,
my daughter's name is also Jeremiah.
You feel like your sounds are coming out odd, that you say joy to the world, joy to the world,
joy to the world,
'cause that's what you are to me.
Jeremiah was a baby, she was a good child of mine. She didn't understand how to talk or walk, but she would with time.
my child. I hope someone will bring him home. Oh my gosh, are you crying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you for listening to our sweet early fatherhood.
Yeah, of course. I think you're both doing a great job.
Oh, thank. Yeah, you are, cousin.
Can I, I'd like to reschedule this pitch to come back with my partner later. He's in the middle of something right now, but this is as much his project as mine. And I know this is a big opportunity, but I feel like he should be here too. So you don't need to worry about this pitch.
We're going to hold you on the books for next week, and we're not going to schedule at lunchtime because I had a hard time listening to you.
Yeah, it's hard when lunchtime comes around.
And I'm excited about this. You've piqued my interest, and I think it's going to go great. I'd love to meet you and your partner, and I'd love to talk to you not at lunchtime. Also, I don't get very much sleep. We both have newborns.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, great. I'll see you next week then.
All right, we'll see you next week. Valerie!
I think I may have led you astray.
Kristen, you could never.
That's what I thought. Because in my experience of moving through the world, I hadn't ever, as far as I knew. But then I did sort of circle back to some of the people that had been in my life. And while I found that the experience for me was sort of effortlessly cool all the time, not even try,
yeah,
that it was sort of incredibly stressful for some of my partners. It felt like I was setting them up for a standard to be like me, which if they could, great. But that's not a pressure to put on everyone. And I am sort of feeling that you, Shannon, my dear friend, who I love so much.
Thank you.
When I look in the mirror and I see you, I don't see me. And that's fine, but it is different. Does that make sense?
It does.
So like, I think just like be me, but if you can't be me, be you. But if you can be me, it works really well. But if you can't, that's okay.
Okay.
But if you can...
No, again.
Girl, do it.
Yeah, it really looks great.
It's so good.
But I don't think I can. I don't think I can.
Then let that fly off
your
shoulders.
But I do think something I will take from you is just in general, it's not helpful to carry tension in your shoulders.
No, you can't.
You're like, even though I'm being me, I'm going to try to like...
How many times a week are you getting massages?
What? Like 3 times a year, and 2 of them are gift cards from my mom.
Oh, girl, no. There should be way more digits in that digit.
You're right. I probably can afford it. I got $5 million today.
Oh, my God. Bury the lead, why don't you?
I'm sorry, girl. You texted me, come over, and so I did.
Well, I needed you to see... I needed you to tell me what you thought of this wall.
Oh, it's a little less red.
Yeah.
That's cool. It makes me feel even better when I'm here. But actually, I think I have to go. Ben might meet me at that bar.
Why don't you know for sure?
Because we didn't land, because we were trying to not try.
Oh,
But I'm going to try, because I tried at the pitch, and it worked out.
Okay.
And I tried by taking a scooter over here, and it was really fun.
Did you wear a helmet?
No.
Kristen. Shannon!
It was short.
Wear a helmet.
I know.
I don't care how short it is.
It was very short.
Your head is one of your best features.
Thank you.
Don't crunch
it. It's just hard to carry around a helmet all the time. Especially if you're trying the scooter for the first time.
Girl, fair point.
But okay. If I make a habit of it, I'll buy a helmet.
Okay, good luck. Oh, thank God you're here.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I wasn't sure that you were gonna, yeah. Okay.
Did you do the lima bean one?
The experiment.
Yeah.
The lima bean experiment. No. Tell me about it.
I didn't do it. I was hoping you did.
Oh, no, I honestly don't even know what it is.
There might not be one.
Okay, that's fine.
Did you do the potato one?
Yes.
Toothpicks?
A battery.
Yes.
Yes. God.
I didn't want to just say like baking soda and vinegar because obvi.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the volcano.
Everybody does that.
Everyone's done that. But also like, volcano's pretty cool, right?
So cool.
So cool.
What's your favorite?
Vesuvius.
Me too.
Yeah. Sad.
So sad.
Such a sad one. Really, really sad.
But you
sad
know what
one.
I think about?
What?
Those people.
Oh, yeah. Hard same.
actually can see some of them.
I mean, yes, I mean...
And some of them are holding on to each other. Have you seen that?
Yeah, no, it's like a really... a tragic reminder of the sort of like preciousness of life.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because it's so long ago, it feels okay. And then you remember...
It's very long ago. It's sad when you think about it, but it's so,
so long ago. So instead you can mostly be like, oh my gosh, they died clutching each other, and don't think about how you saw Dante's Peak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. On our last date, mm-hmm. I have like a small confession. I was sort of like doing a... persona of a guy that like doesn't care and doesn't try, and my fault of if anything is that I do both of those things way too much too quickly.
Yeah, same.
Okay, cool. So like we don't have to put any pressure on this. I think you're great. And just because I need to say it, I didn't experiment on weird animals as a kid. I just need you to hear me say that so I don't think about, she thinks I fucking like pulled the wings off of birds.
No.
Did not happen.
I never thought that.
Okay, cool.
Not once. I was just trying to think of something to talk about.
Yeah. We don't have to, I mean, like, man.
How about that office, huh? Someone should make a real logo for them.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so sweet.
They're really sweet. It does make you think like, oh, people that have money mostly have it just because someone gave it to them.
Yeah. That's sort of the main way people get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think their aunt built it herself, so like props to her.
Yeah.
And then those cousins are just like, we're here.
Do you know the zoo has a Wendella wing of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
their aunt. That's so cool.
I don't know if she was in this sort of zoo space or if she just like used a lot of money.
Oh my God, the zoo space is early pet space.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to think that maybe zoo spaces shouldn't even exist.
I think it depends. I think a lot of zoos are rehabilitative.
Yeah.
There's definitely like, that pen is too small for elephants.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hey. Do you have any pets?
No. Isn't that weird?
A little.
I think it's because I just moved. I'm not ready.
Oh, right. Well, it makes moving so much easier.
Right. One of the reasons I moved, besides that single appointment that I thought, well, better live there.
Yeah.
Was I wanted to be closer to my friend Kristen. And
Kristen's
so cool. And
there's one wall in her house, though, that I do not care for.
She just repainted it.
Oh, thank God.
I know. And my dog of 18 years passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. She had a great run.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah.
Big dog, little dog?
A mutt, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Medium size. Could lift her, but didn't often.
Sure. That's a risk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But like, you know, when I had to, I could.
Yeah.
Do you have pets or why'd you turn away?
Nothing, no. No, when I was talking about my back, I was like, you've been sitting too long. You've got to stretch your back.
Oh, yeah. It's important to stretch.
Yeah. I think I sit hunched.
Always
and trying to do this.
Yeah.
A little bit more. I have a dog and a cat, and I do kiss the dog on the mouth, and I'm not going to apologize for that.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
What size is the dog? What size is the dog?
You know, big, but not like the biggest.
I don't know why when I pictured you kissing a dog on the mouth, it was the best if it was very big or very small.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're talking golden in the like 80s.
Like an
golden retriever, like an 80-pound golden retriever.
I was just picturing
a very old dog.
No. I was picturing a dog from like 1987.
That'd be so cool.
And not like born then, but like a rock and roll.
Do you remember Big Dog?
Yeah,
the
like
Big
Dog
shirts. So cool.
They still make those.
Do they?
Yeah.
Cool.
I wanted to tell you, just in case you didn't know, Pet Sounds is a trademarked, it's an album. It's sort of seminal.
I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah.
It's Talking sort of, Heads?
No, Beach Boys.
Thank you, yeah. Pet it sounds, yeah.
Pet Shop Boys is a different band. Wow. That's more of a contemporary with Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Pet Sounds, Brian Wilson. He got on the piano.
That's great. We actually didn't tell them the name of it. We're going back in next week.
Oh, nice.
So we'll definitely not call it.
Why couldn't your partner come?
His dad needed blood.
Sure.
But, like, not immediately. He needed blood in the near future, or he needed blood at some point to make him better now. It's just his kid cares so much about him. Not his kid, it's a father-in-law.
Wow, even more impressive to have that kind of bond. I love that you didn't have to know all the whys to say go.
He didn't seem to even mostly know. Sometimes you see a thing you love and that's it. When you see a thing, sometimes you gotta go for it.
I took my time leaving the office because I started to smell toast and I thought, oh no, I'm having a stroke.
No, I sort of thought the exact same thing, and then I remembered that I had smoked and I don't smoke.
But then I went into the break room and saw Valerie and she said, do you wanna have a slice with me? And I said sure, but then I said actually no, I'm gluten free. And she said, why even say yes? And I said, I'm just overthinking everything, I guess.
Sometimes you just gotta go for it. Sometimes you just gotta go. Yet.
Cool.
I think we gotta work on it more. I really wanna know exactly what we want when we go in that door. And maybe leave some spaces for questions.
They really seem to like that a lot.
Yeah. And honestly, just try our best. Sometimes we'll just go for it.
Thank you. Yeah. No G. Absolutely no G.
An N with a little apostrophe.
You know it.
Tryin', the musical.
Great job.
Great. Thank you. Great job, you. Give it for Eric. So, transport yourselves in your mind. You have just seen the
this part's so funny.
Yeah, we really made a. These chords are never coming undone. Sorry, World Cafe. These are the Rat King of chords now.
Okay, great. Keep going. Sorry.
So you have just seen a live presentation of this musical. Imagine in your head there were actors, there were costumes.
More than Zach and I.
There were more than two. And we're going to bring out the whole cast and production crew and do what in the theater is called a talk back. So when you are workshopping a new work, you usually do it in front of like a smaller house early on to like get their thoughts and questions about it, to work on it.
Things that don't, you know, that they were like, oh, I didn't understand that part, or oh, I love the costumes, or any of that. So in a second, we're all going to transport ourselves. We're going to bring out the cast and crew. And if you have a question for the cast and crew of Tryin', the musical, you can line up right here. We'll have time for a handful of questions and you can, thank you so much.
Yeah,
don't be
you,
shy. Don't be shy.
All right, we have time for a few, so just line up right
please
here.
Please give a round of applause to the cast and crew. Tryin'!
And I think that's probably great. Thank you so much. Hello, hi.
Hello,
what's your name and who's your question for? This is Lo. We can bring this up.
Thank you. My name's Jed, and we could tell from the excellent writing that the producers and writers have been in a lot of investment meetings themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your worst experience trying to get this musical off the ground?
Thank you, great. Jed. So me and my cousin actually created Shark Tank. And we kind of were getting exhausted with the formula, even though we've seen so many great businesses, so many dreams come true.
So many dreams come true, so many great businesses. What you said, but a different order.
And we just thought, you know, what's the next natural progression for this?
And we thought, what if in a business meeting, everyone had a lot of questions and was way less sure about what they were doing? And we thought that was exciting.
And we thought, you know, it's so boring on Shark Tank. Sometimes the physical product is there. It's already existed.
To answer your question, we had come into a lot of meetings where everything just sort of happened the way it was planned. And we thought, why? What if it was a little bit more chaotic? What if we introduced a little more risk?
A little more risk.
A little more risk.
A little more risk. So we thought a Broadway musical.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Thank you so much. Thanks for noticing.
Hi.
Hi. So was the father-in-law a vampire or just slowly bleeding out?
One more time.
Was the father-in-law a vampire or slowly bleeding out?
Okay.
The question is, why did the father-in-law need blood and on what time frame did he need the blood?
I'll answer that question as the actor cast to portray the father-in-law who's never seen on stage. I'm still waiting to see if my scene is put back into the final script.
Yeah, sorry. We had a scene with the father-in-law. We cast legendary actor
Jeremy Irons.
Aragorn's Jeremy Irons. But we have not, he is not in the current iteration of the script, but he comes to every rehearsal and he sort of sits in the wings and projects his
Jeremy
sort of
Irons
presence.
Jeremy Irons is always ready.
Yes, that's right. So Jimmy, sorry, speak on that.
Jeremy Irons, always one to be prepared. That's him, right? Thank you. The scene that is cut of my character, he's taken in a late in life interest in skateboarding and just has a bad spill and is slowly bleeding out, but has a very rare blood type he happens to share with his son-in-law. Now, my actor's secret is that he's also a vampire. Oh dear, I've told you! Now I must think of a new one.
That's okay. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for being here today, and thank you for your question.
It's my honor. I love the theater.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Eileen.
Hi,
so
Eileen.
My question is for the startup consultant. I work at a startup myself, and I was shocked with how accurate it was, especially the Jeremiah medley. We have that at work every day. So my question is, what other startups have you consulted on, and what kind of toast do they like?
The thing about startups is that it is both industry and disrupted industry, right? An industry that is an industry must be disrupted. And an industry in disruption cannot be an industry.
Our favorite thing is how all startups are little baby ideas that maybe will grow up or maybe they won't, and maybe they were phantoms and never existed at all.
And that's where Toast comes in.
And that's why they sing a lullaby to their babies, because they get distracted by Toast and also babies.
That's right. And if that doesn't answer your question, maybe your question needs to get disrupted. Whoa. Hi.
Hi. This is a question for the puppeteer. I really enjoyed your interpretation of the hedge frog and was wondering if you could talk a little about the design process of making it look like that.
Thank you so much for that question. Go ahead, Clark.
Well, we thought, what's the most fun part of a hedgehog and a frog? And the answer is the eyes. And we thought, why be limited to the number of eyes that either of these creatures really have in real life? Let's get a bunch of googly guys on there. Let's boing it around. Let's get it wet. Puppets are famously dry. Let's get some slimy, sloppy puppets in here. Let's put them on... Puppets are famously on strings. No. Let's put them on big ropes and swing them from the ceiling.
Yeah, when Clark came into the production meeting, he said, my biggest thought is make puppets wet. There are, just like ribs, puppets should be wet and dry.
Wet and dry. Too many dry puppets out
there. Too many dry puppets.
Let's get some wet puppets in here.
Hello, hi, I'm Jim. This question is for performers that played Valerie and Kristen. You guys are legends of the stage. What brought you to this project so early in its infancy? Thank you.
Yes, in the role of Kristen, please give it up for Sutton Foster.
And in the role of Valerie, please give it up for Margot Robbie. What brought this? Sometimes a source material just really speaks to you. In my dating life, I feel like I was an awkward dater, so that really spoke to me, and I really liked the idea of embodying a character who was the exact opposite. You know, to make me more comfortable, could you just do it in an American accent? I know.
Well, it's just really hard for me because, you know, I'm living Valerie. I've never tried method before, except for that, obviously, Barbie. But in that it may have, if the timeline were accurate, been based on me. Mm. But I find that it's very hard for me to go back to my natural Australian accent and then come back to Valerie. I appreciate that. Sutton is such a generous actor, and that's, you know, originally they said, would you play the part of Kristen? You are so effortlessly cool. And I said, no, I'm actually, yes, I am. I can't have false modesty.
And they asked me, would I play the hedge frog?
And I said, that part is for Jeremy Irons. Should he not get to tread the boards as the father-in-law bleeding out on a skateboard, he shall play hedge frog.
And then they landed on a wet puppet.
We've become really fast friends, and it was exciting to be the first two on board. And you know,
we hope it shows.
We hope it shows. Even though we have no scenes together, we hope it shows.
Couldn't be on stage together.
We hope it shows.
Very busy. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, my name is Patience. My question is for the hedgehog trainer. How did you train all of the hedgehogs to make Toast similar to Ratatouille?
I think I speak for both of us when I say it's fucking hard.
I know this isn't how these are supposed to work, but this is like a save Tinkerbell moment right now. Could you like clap a little if you even liked it?
Wow.
Okay, Thank you.
Thank you.
Because it's like really hard. It's really hard to know sometimes when like you're battling with like 15 hedgehogs and telling them that like the toast is too burnt or the toast is still just bread, and like they don't understand, and you're kind of like, what is this even for? And so it's like really.
Why is it like it's made off stage? Why is it important that they're the ones to do it? And let me be real. They don't want to do it.
Especially when, like, the main hedgehog is a puppet. Why do we still have live ones?
It's wet. It scares it's the wet. Actual hedgehogs. I don't like it. That's just me.
But if it adds to the show at all, this show that we really believe in, then we, like thank you for seeing our
thank
version
you for
of trying.
I appreciate it. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, my name's Will. My question is for the production designer. I loved hearing about the hedgehog puppet. I also think the logo looks really great, and I was just wondering, do you guys have the rights for that?
No.
No, we don't.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question.
I read that the spinoff show, Jeremiah and Jeremiah, Nepo Babies Who Are Literally Babies, is in production, and was wondering if you could give us a preview of the opening number.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can do that. Thank you so much.
So, apologies, that'll be our last question because we will close it out with, though this musical has yet to even have its full run, we've begun developing its spinoff.
Which is, of course, called Jeremiah and Jeremiah, Nepo Babies
Who are actual babies? We haven't decided.
We don't know. Well, what you need to know is that much like the very popular Boss Baby, we're in their head and we're in their world.
We're in the world of babies.
We're in the world of babies.
Oh,
don't build taller than him again.